Good morning, this is the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. That was Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills.
Said that.
International Radio.
Right, Kaiser Chiefs coming up and Gnarls Barkley at 7.13. Bit of an early guest for you today. Popping in on her way to work, It's Patsy Palmer. Hiya.
Hiya.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
I'm sorry it's so early.
It's alright, it's not your fault.
Oh, no.
Blame him, though.
Yeah, what did time? You put them clocks forward at the weekend?
Yeah, that was me. What time do you start on EastEnders?
7:30, usually.
Oh, so we're making you late.
Well, not today, I'll start a little bit later, just for you.
Thanks. Because most people, I reckon, think it's probably quite a cushy job being in a soap, don't they?
It is nice.
Yeah, it is nice. But I reckon people think you just turn up, you know, about 11.
I don't think so now. I'm sure most people know that the schedules are, that there's long days and the schedules are quite difficult.
I think people think radio DJ is cushier than soap actor.
Do you think?
I would have thought so, yeah.
I always think, can you get to sleep when you get home this afternoon? Or if you're up at 4 o'clock, are you?
Oh, yeah, 4-ish. 5-ish. Yeah. But then I don't have to learn lines every day.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to work until 7 o'clock at night.
Is that what you have to do?
Yeah.
God, it's quite a lot of work, isn't it? It's just the learning lines and stuff. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, your brain does get back into the swing of it. You know, it's when you're doing it all the time, it's just like a computer and we can do it quite quickly. So.
What's it like to be back?
It's really great. It's really great fun. It really is. I'm having a really nice time. That's why I'm not moaning. Get me back in here in a few months and ask me about getting up this time in the morning. But it is really nice. The atmosphere is great up there and it's so important because you're there most of your life, you know. So it's it's good. I'm enjoying it. The storylines are fantastic.
And have you just kind of clicked back into it again, do you feel?
I have, straight away. And I think with more fun, really, because I'm a bit older and she's such a crazy character that I'm having a lot more fun with her now.
Mm-hmm. Who's the father of all them kids?
Dunno.
I like it, you don't know. Where they do EastEnders, they don't do Top of the Pops there anymore, do they?
No, that used to be a lot of fun.
That used to be good.
Yeah.
Because you used to, back in the day, you used to get a weird mix of kind of international pop stars and EastEnders characters in that pub. Do you remember? If you go to that pub, the one...
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. There used to be... I remember you used to see people like Roy from, Pat's... Having a conversation with H from Steps. Or you'd get Doc Cotton speaking to the Manic Street Preachers. And then you'd get, like, because they used to do Holby there as well, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
You used to get a man with third degree burns walking down the corridor at the same time. Just a really weird mix of people.
Yeah, I met Stevie Wonder there. That was great.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Now, we were talking yesterday about when you tell people what you do for a job, and they say, like, for instance, if you're a painter, they go, oh, you missed a bit. And we had Doctor Who, David Tennant, in yesterday. Where's your TARDIS? He gets that. Catherine Tate was also here. Oh, are you bothered, though? Now, on a daily basis, how many times do people come up to you and say, Ricky?
About, I don't know.
Every day.
I don't think I've counted, but yeah, maybe 10 times a day on average, if you sort of balance it out.
And do you smile? When they say it?
10 times a day?
It just goes over my head, and I just sort of walk past, sort of over going, ha, 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 do you think you're the first person that said that to me today? Because it's been going on for 9 years, so it's like... But, I'm just... It is amazing that people still do it, actually. And I can't... Now, because of the adverts that are on with my... You know, they've really sort of camped it up really loudly and, it's causing all sorts of natural disasters. I can't really say much at the moment. I'm imprisoned to that, but it's fun. You know, I'm trying to cultivate gratitude for everything at the moment. So I'm just thinking, well, at least they've sort of, made a lot of fun of it by doing what they've done, which is great, really.
Because you left in, was it 99? And you came back to do the specials
in
2002.
Mm-hmm.
Has that Ricky thing ever stopped?
No.
Has it ever kind of thawed out during that time?
No, never.
It's still, 10 times a day?
Yeah, sometimes when I'm in bed, I can hear people shouting it as they walk past, and I just think, oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's quite weird.
Imagine you coping with that, Chopper.
Oh, God, that would do my head in, that.
Chopper! I'd be 10 times a day.
I'd be throwing buckets of water out the window and everything.
Is it one of those things that was actually ever said much in the show, or was it one of those things that never really happened much, but they kind of made it
I think somebody on the radio, actually, one morning, had a comment about it. And
who was that?
I think it was Jonathan Ross, actually.
Was it?
Oh, right. And made some sort of screechy sound that sounded like my voice. And that was it.
Right. So you have said it a few times, but not as much as people think.
Probably not, actually.
Yeah.
Probably not as much as people think. But now, obviously, now it's in. You know, it'll be in every line, probably.
It's like Michelle Gale. You got Roland for years. That wasn't even her.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't her.
This is a download from Unofficial Mills. For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.
It's Radio 1 7:21 and Patsy Palmer, who's back in EastEnders, is here with us at a very early time this morning. Normally guests come in about 8:39, but Patsy's coming very early, which we like a lot. Can you give us any plot spoilers of stuff coming up?
No.
Oh, just a little taster of something, please.
I think you'd have asked to ask that more subtly if you were going
to
get some information out of it.
Do you think I went a bit too hard on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, what we'll do, right, we'll do the true or false thing.
Okay.
Right, and then if you can just work it in at some point to try and get out of it, all right?
All right, yeah.
Okay, wicked. Now, what we do, before every guest comes in, Patsy, we play a game of true or false with Chappers where he has to guess whether it's true or false, hence the name of the game. And today we did one on you, right?
Okay.
This is the first one. Instead of celebrity perfume, Patsy Palmer has her own range of fake tan. Now, he said false. Was it true or false?
True.
It's true.
See, he's more the fake tanner.
Can you tell how?
Well, I can with you, but
in the morning.
But you know.
When did you launch that? I'm all about the fake tan.
Oh, 6 years ago now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And it's still on.
It certainly is. Yeah.
Okay.
He wears it
very
good.
And will you look that bright and bushy-tailed in future plot lines?
No. Right.
Okay. Get that. No. Yeah, yeah,
I'll look with a nice shade of grey.
Okay. Why would that be then? What's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Nice.
I feel a lot better than this than me, I tell you. Very good.
Watch and learn.
I was really hoping you was going to wear that silver puffer jacket today.
Oh, I know, and me, but I left it at work.
Oh.
I woke up this morning and I didn't know what to do. I was having withdrawal symptoms. Where's my jacket?
Right. Patsy Palmer is not your real name. Now, you said false.
True.
Oh. True what? Hang on, you asked
not
me,
my
Patsy.
Real name.
Oh. You keep putting double negatives in these. It really confuses
mine
me.
Mine was Patsy Palmer is not Patsy's real name.
Right,
and
so
you said false.
Right.
Right. And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that Patsy Palmer...
That's too wrong.
That's too wrong, yeah. The third day is too wrong.
It is. Do you not know that I'm Angelina Jolie?
Right, next one. Patsy once sat in for Lorraine Kelly on GMTV. You said false.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't remember.
Oh, well, that's a non-void question.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so
morning, Lorraine, if you're listening. Lorraine does listen to this.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, no, you did.
Sorry, Lol.
In 1999, you did actually sit in for Lorraine.
Did I?
Yeah, you did, on GMTV.
I didn't.
I reckon you did.
I didn't.
Right, okay. Thank you.
All right, okay.
I can do an accent.
You don't have to do Lorraine Kelly's accent.
Is that the rule when you sit in for Lorraine?
Yeah, you have to do an accent.
To do her voice. It's like, poor Lorraine, she's got it as bad as I have, hasn't she?
Yeah. Now I'm confused. Are you... You say she has. So I get that one right.
Okay, I found that on the internet, and let's face it, if you're saying he didn't, it's probably true.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you got that one right.
Thank you.
Very good. Patsy Palmer has not been in the bill. You said false.
Yeah.
I have, yes.
You have been in the
four
bill.
Four times, yeah.
Four times?
Yeah.
All the same character?
No.
Different
over a period
time.
Of time from when I was about 14 to 22. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Now, we asked Catherine Tate this.
What's better, the plots in the bill or the plots in EastEnders?
Oh, of course, EastEnders.
Are there some good plots coming up?
What kind of plots?
Not direct! I'm trying to do it subtly!
Okay. What different characters do you play in the bill? Because everyone's been in the bill, I love it.
I played a girl that got arrested for stealing a car. Mm. And then I played somebody that found a person that had been murdered by a canal. I played a part of a wife that had been battered by her husband. And actually, my little boy was in that when he was first born. He was like a baby. And then what else did I play? Oh, that before it was like a teenage kind of... don't know, what was it?
A Lorraine Kelly standing?
No. It was, I can't think. I'll get back to me on that one.
Okay.
And are any of those kind of characters going to appear?
Oh, no, a teenage prostitute.
Oh, right.
It was lovely.
Tom.
That's why I was really could remember it.
Is that they calling it in the bill?
There is.
It's been on my mind since I was 16.
You think she's a Tom, Sarge? Listen, it is amazing to have you back in EastEnders.
Oh.
And thank you for coming in on
thank
your way
so
to
much.
Work
That's
today.
All right.
Thank you, Patsy.
Cheers.
Radio 1.